الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونضع الموازين القسط ليوم القيامة فلا تظلم نفس شيئا قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كلمتان حبيبتان إلى الرحمن ثقيلتان في الميزان خفيفتان على اللسان سبحان الله العظيم سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala requires us in this world to take account of our deeds. Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Take stock of your deeds before Allah ta'ala takes stock of your deeds on the day of Qiyamah. Then when Allah ta'ala takes stock of your deeds, it will be too late. Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ka irshad hai, ke apne amal ka muwazana karo is dunya mein qabal uske, کہ اللہ تعالیٰ قیامت کے دن آپ کا عمل کا حساب اس وقت لے گا. لیکن اس وقت اگر آپ حساب لوگے تو بہت دیر ہو جائے گی. حساب لینے کا وقت تو ابھی ہے. تو ٹیک اسٹاک آف یور ڈیڈز ناؤ بیفور اللہ تعالیٰ ٹیک اسٹاک آف یور ڈیڈز. وزنوہا قبل ان توزنو. ویئی یور ڈیڈز، ایویلیویٹ اٹ بیفور اللہ تعالیٰ ویئیز اٹ آن دا ڈے آف قیامت. اٹس این امپورٹنٹ اسپیکٹ آف spirituality, of tasawwuf, of Sufism, of our life, of fixing ourselves up, that we constantly take stock of our deeds. Wherever we do wrong, we rectify it. Wherever we do right, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regard to it. In our history, there was a very saintly peace person by the name of Abdullah al-Haris bin Aswad. Abdullah Haris bin Aswad. He was a muhaddith, one who took and he narrated a hadith. But he is more better known in the books of history by his name Muhaisabi. Why is Muhaisabi? Because he used to take hisab of his deeds. Every day he used to take stock of his deeds. Even in Sufism up till now, we find that the Sheikh will tell the disciple, every day at the end of your day before you sleep, take a stock of your deeds. Whatever good you have done, thank Allah with regard to it. Whatever bad you have done, ask Allah for forgiveness. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah must forgive you, and you must try and amend yourself not doing that evil deed again. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu one day got onto the mimbar. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu one day got onto the mimbar. And he said, oh Umar, do you remember who you are? You were once upon a time a shepherd. You used to look after sheep. You didn't have enough money for fruits. You didn't have enough money for food. So you used to go and tend the sheep for your aunts, for your family members, and at the end of the day, they used to give you a handful of raisins. Oh Umar, that is what you are. Umar radiallahu anhu ne ek martaba mimbar ke upar tashreef le jaakar unhone kaha ki ae Umar, aapko pata hai aapka haqeeqat kya hai? Ek martaba aisa tha, aapka aisa zamana aapke upar aisa aaya tha ke چند کشمش کے عوض آپ لوگوں کے بکرے جو ہے نا وہ بکریاں جو ہے نا چراتے تھے. آپ ان کے جو ہے نا دیکھ بھال کرتے تھے اپنے خاندان والوں کے لیے. تو عمر رضی اللہ عنہ سیڈ دس, ہی گوٹ ڈاؤن. عبد الرحمٰن ابن عوف سیڈ, او عمر, واٹ واز دا پرپز آف آل دیٹ؟ یو وینٹ آن ٹو دا ممبر ٹو ٹیل اس دیٹ یو یوز ٹو لک آفٹر شیپ اینڈ یو گوٹ ون ہینڈ فل آف ریزنس. واٹ ڈیڈ یو اچیو بائی دس؟ واٹ میسج واز دیئر فار دا امت؟ So Umar said, oh, Abdul Rahman, the thought came in my heart, Umar, you are Amirul Mu'mineen. You are such a great person. People are coming far and wide to come and meet with you. You are the leader of the Muslims. So I said, let me go onto the mimbar to make mention of my haqiqat, to make mention of my past so that I don't become proud. Look at how he rectified himself. Hasibu anfusakum, take stock of your deeds before Allah Ta'ala takes stock of your deeds. One of the ways our ulama have told us to take stock of our deeds is that we must realize that Allah Ta'ala is going to take stock of our deeds on the day of Qiyamah. One of the ways how we must take stock of our deeds is ki Allah Ta'ala bhi qiyamat ke din hamare amal ke hisab lenge. Now, how will Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala take stock of our deeds? In this regard, I have recited an ayat of the Holy Quran in front of you. Allah Ta'ala says, وَنَذَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْتَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah will establish scales of justice on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala, وَنَذَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْتَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah Ta'ala will establish scales of justice. Tarazu Allah Ta'ala ki honge. Aur aise tarazu, jo insaf karne wale hai. Jo insaf karenge logon ki amal ke amal ko tol kar. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَنَذَعُ الْمَوَازِنَ الْقِسْتَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُزْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيَا. No one will be wrong on the day of Qiyamah. No one will be oppressed. Now with regard to this wazn-i amal, which Allah Ta'ala says, Allah will take stock and Allah will weigh your deeds. Allah says in Surah Alif Lam Mim Sad, Surah A'raf, the first page, وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْحَقِّ. The weighing of the deeds of yours on the day of Qiyamah is a reality. Allah will weigh your deeds. Hamare zamane mein, not in our zamane, tarikh mein, there is one particular group known as Mu'tazila. Mu'tazila wazn amal ke inkar karte the. Wo kehte the ye nahi ho sakta hai. Amal hamare jo amal hai, ko iska koi wazan nahi hai. To Allah Taala kaise wazan farmayenge? Aise kaise wazan karenge? How will Allah weigh things that does not have substance or matter? We know, for example, if you want to weigh a piece of cloth, you can say 10 kilos, or it's so much. You can weigh it, or you can measure it. It is 10 yards, or it is 10 meters. But when your amal doesn't have any substance, how is Allah going to weigh something that does not have substance, that does not have matter? This was what the Mu'tazilat used to say. And they used to say, no, what Allah means when Allah will weigh the deeds, it means that Allah will do justice. Doesn't mean Allah will physically weigh deeds. Our ulama used to say, no, Allah says, wal waznu yawma'idhin ilhaq. Allah will weigh your deeds on the day of Qiyamah. And today for us to understand, to weigh and measure something that does not have substance is very easy. Because today it is done on a constant basis. So we weigh the temperature. We measure the temperature. Temperature doesn't have uska koi araz nahi, they got no substance, no. It is araz. It is not something that you can see. Can you see the temperature? But we measure the temperature. Today is 18 degrees centigrade. Much colder than previous days. Previously it was 27, 29 in the course of this week. So how did you measure something that does not have substance, does not have matter? Human being has created such instruments that he can measure the rain, the cold, the heat, the temperature of the body. So when human being can measure something that does not have substance, what is it difficult for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to weigh and measure something that does not have substance, which does not have apparent substance? So we believe that Allah will physically weigh deeds on the day of Qiyamah. This is the aqidah of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat. Hazrat Mufti Shafiz Abraham, Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib Usmani Rahmatullah Ali, Madda Zillu Al-Ali, Hazrat Mufti Taqi Usmani, in the translation of his father's tafsir, and he has added this footnote. He said, today people will believe, and I read it, I was quite surprised. He said, today people will believe amazing things of a Steven Spielberg movie, but they can't believe it in the religious sense. Steven Spielberg movie, some different types of scientific type of research, people will believe or they will accept it, but with regard to the deen matters, they can't understand. Now, our ulama have said, how will Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala weigh our deeds? One riwayat is, Allah will weigh the person. Allah will put him on the scale. It comes in a hadith that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, the scale Allah will put to weigh people's deeds on the day of Qiyamah, it will be so great that the entire heavens and earth will come into one scale. All the heavens and earth will come into one scale. Now, how will Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala weigh our deeds? The first one riwayat is, Allah will weigh the human being. Allah will put him on the scale. And that scale would be able to determine the good that he has done and the evil that he has done. Allah Ta'ala aadmi ka hisab, Allah Ta'ala usko jo hai tarazi ko upar dal kar, Allah Ta'ala aise faisla farmayenge ki usne itne acha kaam kiya, itne bura kaam kiya. Tarazu mein rakhne ke baad, Allah Ta'ala jo hai na us tarazu ke andar aise osaf hoga ke jo hai na wo usko batayenge ki jisne itna acha kaam kiya, itna bura kaam kiya. So one riwayat is, Allah will weigh the person And the scale would be able to determine and distinguish the right and wrong that he has done. What is the evidence with regard to it? To a hadith. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, many a times a person in this world will have tremendous physique. He will have a tremendous physique. He will have a very, very mashallah body, that we will say. Mashallah body. But on the day of Qiyamah, when he is placed on the scale of deeds, he will not even weigh the equivalent of a mosquito. He will be less than a mosquito in weight. فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا. Allah says in the Quran that many times people will have no wazan. They will have no influence. They will have no good deeds. They will be zero on the scale of good deeds on the day of Qiyamah. And then another hadith, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, one day was climbing down a tree. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with a sahaba, and someone started laughing because Abdullah ibn Mas'ud had a very thin calf and that became exposed. Someone started laughing. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa said, you're laughing at Abdullah because of his thinness, because of him being so frail. Wallahi al-Azim, when Abdullah is placed on the scale on the day of Qiyamah, his scale of good deeds will be more heavier than the Mount of Uhud. He'll have more than the Mount of Uhud in good deeds. So one is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will weigh the person, and then his good and bad will be distinguished. The second thing is Allah ta'ala, a'mal jo nama hai, wo tolenge Allah ta'ala. Second is Allah will weigh the book of our deeds. We know Kiram and Katibin is writing our good and bad deeds. So that books and that register, Allah will weigh it. So if the register of good deeds is more, that particular person will be successful. And if the register of evil is more, aliyadu billah, that person will be a failure. So this is all. There is one hadith, very famous hadith, known as Hadith Bitaqa. Hadith Bitaqa is an amazing hadith. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will care, person will come. And Allah will put, and his book of deeds will be such, his evils, there will be volumes. And in the scale of his good deeds, one small paper. Bitaqa, one small paper. So Allah will say, oh my banda, come, I will weigh your deeds. And this banda will say, oh Allah, don't disgrace me. Oh Allah, there is so much book of deeds, evil, and one small paper. What is a small paper going to do against such volumes of evil deeds? Allah, don't disgrace me in front of people, just send me straight into Jahannam. Allah will say, no, today everything will be weighed. So Allah will put the scale, all his registers of evil deeds on one part of the scale. And Allah will put one paper. And what will be on that paper? La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And that paper will outweigh the evil of all the other evils that he had done. Now here there's two things you must remember. It doesn't mean now, but humne par liya kalima, jo kuch karna hai, jo ka jaakar karo. Go and make whatever you want to do. Kisi ka jo ne wo zina karo, ye karo, sab kura. Humne kalima par liya. Ne, aise nahi. There are two things with regard to it. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has given an explanation. There will be two scales. One scale will be to distinguish between iman and kufr. So that will be the first scale. And after you have come through that foot flying colors, that you are a mu'min, then the second scale will weigh good and bad deeds. So here what Allah has made mention of is the first scale. Oh, you are a mu'min. Now that you are a mu'min, now let us go and weigh your good and evil deeds. The person who is a disbeliever, from the very first instance, you have Olympics, then you have the heats, then you have the semi-finals, then you have the finals. So here the disbeliever in the heats, he will be disqualified. Go Jahannam from the very beginning. Right? Now that is what Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has made mention, that there will be two scales, one scale to distinguish between iman and kufr, and one scale to determine between good and evil deeds. Some ulama have given another very beautiful reason. It depends on your sincerity. Sometimes you do one good deed, Allah likes it so much that particular good deed, Allah Ta'ala accepts it. But that is Allah Ta'ala's wish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept. Allah might choose one good deed which he like and he might forgive you. But it's not a general rule. The general rule is your good deeds must be more than your evil deeds. That's a general rule. You see someone, I'll give you a very beautiful example. Mufti Taqi Usmani has given this example. He say one day the Nizam of Hyderabad had a very, very trustworthy wazir. He had a very trustworthy servant, and as you know, we used to be his wazir and his minister. So one day the Nizam invited the wazir with his children. So the wazir and the minister was very worried, my children are very naughty, they mustn't do something disrespectful to the Nizam. So actually it so happened that the child, while going to the Nizam, he picked up and he pulled the Nizam's beard. He pulled the Nizam's beard. So this minister got very worried. He scolded. He wanted to hit his child. No, no. So the Nizam said, no, aisa mat karo. He is a small child. He has done something. Look at how bold he is. So the Nizam got even more happier, hugged him and gave him a present. Right? Now just listen to this, what I'm saying. Now if someone says that the Nizam gave someone a present by pulling the beard, let me also go and pull the beard of the Nizam. Maybe he'll give me also a present. What will happen? Will the Nizam accept it? He said, what a bacha tha. I did it because I was happy with him. Doesn't mean you give you the right now, come pull my beard. So Allah Ta'ala, when he forgives people on certain deeds, that is a prerogative of Allah. Doesn't make it a general rule. Doesn't mean you also can go and do it. But of course, sometimes it can be with sincerity. Farazdak is an amazing poet. He was more on the liberal side of life. Let me put it this way. He was more on the liberal side of life. But his poetry was amazing. Especially his poetry in praise of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his poetry in praise of the family of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is amazing in Islamic history. But he was a person who enjoyed other things of life also. Nevertheless, Farazdak one day was sitting with Imam Hassan Basri Rahmatullah Ali. And he said, Hassan, today the best person in the universe and the worst person in the universe have gathered in one place. So Hassan said, oh, Farazdak, what do you know about that? Allah will accept. So he said, by and large, Hassan, everyone knows you. Oh, everyone knows your piety. And everyone knows how I am living. You know? So Imam Hassan said, what have you prepared for the you going the year after? What have you prepared? He said, nothing. Except La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Someone saw Farazdak after his dream, after he passed away, saw him in a dream. What did Allah do with you? He said that kalima, I read in front of Imam Hassan Basri. Allah Ta'ala, because of that, Allah forgave my sins. But that kalima that I read in front of Hassan Basri Rahmatullah Alayhi, Allah Ta'ala forgave my sins. Nevertheless, Allah will weigh, the second meaning is, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will weigh the book of deeds. Allah will weigh the amal nama. And that, if our amal nama is good, more books of deeds which are good, inshallah Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will grant us a success. Then the third meaning is, no, Allah will weigh the deeds itself. Allah will give the deeds a form. Jo hamare acche amal hai, Allah Ta'ala usko shakal banakar usko tarazu mein rakhenge. Allah will put it and give it a beautiful form. Then Allah will put it. And our bad deeds, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will give it a form. Like for example, it says a person who doesn't give zakat, then his wealth will turn in the form of a snake on the day of Qiyamah. And those who do good deeds, Allah will give his good deeds a form and put in the place on the day of, on the scale of his good deeds. Like many a hadith, one hadith that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, on the day of Qiyamah, a person will be sitting, two dense clouds will come on the scale of his good deeds. He will say, Ya Allah, what is this? Where does his good deeds come? He said, one riwayat makes mention that Surah Baqarah and Ali Imran that you used to recite in the holy in the world. That will come in the form of a beautiful cloud. Sometimes a big amount of deeds will come in a scale of his good deeds. You'll say, Allah, I didn't do all these good deeds. Allah will say, you left behind a pious child. That pious child did these good deeds, therefore it came in the scale of your good deeds. Subhanallah. So Allah Ta'ala, that is why I read this hadith in the beginning. There's the last hadith of Bukhari Sharif. And I will make mention why I chose this topic also. Allah Ta'ala says, Kalimatani habibatani ila rahman, thaqilatani ala khafifatani ala lisan, thaqilatani fil mizan. There are two sentences which are beloved to Allah, very weighty on the scale of good deeds, very easy to pronounce. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. The last hadith of Bukhari Sharif is this hadith. So this shows that that subhanallah al-azim wa bihamdihi, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim will be placed on the scale of our good deeds and will be very weighty. So sometimes the deeds will be. But whatever it is, Allah has made mention of it that Allah will weigh our good deeds. فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ He whose scale of good deeds is heavy, he will be successful. وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ And he whose scale of good deeds is light, فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَزْلِمُونَ He would be a loser because he denied Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's he denied the greatness of Allah and he went against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever it is, my dear respected brothers, take account of your deeds. Because there you want to take account of your deeds, will be very late. Let me just end with this beautiful hadith. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says, ذَكَرْتُ النَّارِ فَبَكَيْتِ Aisha radiallahu anha says, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day made mention of the fire of Jahannam and I started crying. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma yubkik. Oh Aisha, why are you crying? Say, Dhakkartu nar fabakait. He said, Ya Rasulullah, you made mention of the fire of Jahannam and therefore I started crying. Fahal tadhkuruna ahlikum yawm al-qiyamah. Then she said, Ya Rasulullah, will you remember your family on the day of Qiyamah? Ya Rasulullah, will you remember your family on the day of Qiyamah? So Nabi Karim SAW said, Amma fi thalathati mawatin, fala yadhkuru ahadun ahada. O Aisha, three occasions, no one will remember no one. Three occasions, no one would remember no one. And then Nabi Karim SAW said, Indal Mizan, at the time of the weighing of deeds, at the time of the giving of the Amal Nama, right or left, and in the Sirat, at the time of the Pul Sirat. O Aisha, these three occasions, فَلَا يَذْكُرُ أَحَدٌ أَحَدًا, no one will remember anyone. One is Wazni Amal. At the time when the weighing of deeds takes place, no one will remember anyone. When we have to prepare for that? Not then. Now. حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Take stock of your deeds before Allah Ta'ala takes stock of your deeds. وَأَخِرُ دَعْوَانَا.